7.13.
Dear Tom, I won't ask how you are. I remember all too well. I know life's no picnic right now, and all in all, you haven't exactly had an easy start in life. My main advice is to stop wishing it had all been different. If it had, then you'd be different too. And, hard as it is to believe, you're actually just fine as you are. In fact, it's the difficult experiences you've had that will give you the strength and insight to make the most of the wonderful opportunities that are coming your way. Not that it's all a bed of roses from here on. There'll be no end of disappointments, but oh, if only you could realize that they're not as devastating as they seem. You get so upset when things don't go the way you think they need to. But hey, what gave you the idea that you know the best script for your life story? I've never worked out who or what writes the script, or indeed if there really is one. But looking back, it does all seem to work out pretty neatly. For example, I know it's a stretch to believe this right now, but you will get over Sarah dumping you. I know you think she's your one and only, and yes, she is lovely and drop-dead gorgeous, and the heartache won't let up for quite some time. But boy, wait till you see who comes along later. I won't spoil it for you, but I promise you'll find it was well worth the angst-filled wait. One tip. Shave off that ridiculous tash now. She'll admit later that it nearly put her off you. You'll make a few false starts with career choices, but I'm not going to help you avoid them. If you did, you might not appreciate just how lucky you are to have the job you'll wind up doing. Well, okay, maybe you could quit the job packing frozen chickens a bit sooner. It'll all get better once you stop agonizing over what everyone thinks of you. Look, your real friends will always think generously of you. As for the others, truth be told, most of them are too busy fretting about themselves to give you much thought. It's how you feel about yourself that counts. And well, I am you. And I certainly feel a lot of affection for you as I write this. Lots and lots of love. Tom. P.S. Find out what 10 to the power of 100 is called, and when a company with a name that sounds like that appears, buy a few shares in it.